difficult, doesn't it?
Blog Talk Radio.
The Kennedy Space Center.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Yes, we are back. Finally, back up on our feet, back on the show, back up ready to roll. Yes, that would be us. Are the comms good?
Mm-hmm.
Good, great.
Yep, sounds good.
So, welcome to all of you talkers. Glad to have you. We see you're already in the queue. Wonderful.
As soon as we hit the 50-minute mark, boom.
Facebookers, dance, we're going to turn to you.
I talk about that.
Yeah, he was going to tell you about it, that he'll turn to
that,
you.
All that shizzle.
Yeah. Or is it shiznat?
It's the shizzle.
Shizzle.
A little Snoop Dogg for you, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, good to be here.
I got allergies. Yeah. I'm healthy. It's allergies.
Yes. I'm basically over it, but I have these coughing episodes that, I mean, they gave me a prescription for a very high test. What is it? It's codeine, high test codeine. But I don't try to take it very much because it'll literally put you out cold. And I'd rather not be that way. But today I did have to use some. So I'm going to remind everybody, ta-da, we're using ordinary playing cards for all of your readings. And I want you to realize this is not tarot. We're not using oracle cards for personal prophecy readings and certainly not any other methods that are out there.
Well, she's not using oracle cards.
Yeah, you are. That's right. Anyway, I know there are other methods out there. However, in order to keep this method pure, as my grandmother, I've stayed away from looking at them because you never know what will, you know, inadvertently slip into what you're doing. So anyway, I want you to be aware of that. I'm also going to use a 24-card layout for each of your readings, which is exactly what I would be doing in a private session with you. So those of you on Facebook will get a chance to see it, and I will get a good look at what your life is like right now. If you're in a topsy-turvy, bizarro world, we're going to see that. If your life is running pretty much like a smooth ribbon of silk, we're going to see that too. So don't worry, though. If yours is a hot mess, the cards will certainly be able to help you out with all that. So I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo now.
All righty. Welcome, everybody.
Yes. Welcome.
I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to find our folks out there in radio land, internet radio land, and in Facebook land that if you are international, let us know. And we will give you an international shout out, just like Laura from London is getting one right now, the first international shout out of the show.
And?
There's no Anne. That's the only person I've seen.
Oh, there's Anne from...
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Glasgow. She's here. Also, we've got...
You got in there. See, I didn't see that.
We were
in there earlier.
Nine people.
So we have, we have Anne then from Scotland. There's a second international shout out because he's not on mine. He must have got in there quicker.
No, also remind those that are up, that are just watching, unless you say hi or put an emoji in, we can't identify you.
Some people don't want that.
Well, just remember that these people don't bite. They're very nice, very supportive, and a lot of fun.
Stupid allergies. All right. Hopefully that'll be that. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call into the show. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what happens. And I've called in and I was listening to the show. If you don't hear a show, which means you don't hear these words, but even in the future, if you don't hear a show and the show's going on, something's wrong, hang up, call back. It's all good. I keep a separate list on the Word document, so if you have to hang up and you call back within a reasonable amount of time, I'll put you back where you were. It's not your fault. You hang up, come back 45 minutes later, and then there's a ball game there, buddy. All right? Because you must have had to go poop or something. That's all I'm thinking. All right? Facebook folks, we will, like Deb was starting to say, we will try to turn to you. We have to open the floor for you. You can't call and get in a queue. It doesn't work that way because Facebook's free and it doesn't have any bells and whistles. So you have to wait until we officially announce it. Typically, I'll type it first because there's a video delay if I just say it. And then we'll do it on – we'll also say it, too, in case people aren't watching the stream but they have just the audio on. Anyway, we'll tell you, and at that time, and that time only, you will want to do an audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. Not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. The type thing, that's a super last resort. It's very slow. Your quality of reading goes down because you start commenting on stuff that we talked about 30 seconds ago and we forget something. It's really bad. We work with you if you have to, but you don't have to. If you're on Facebook, you've got Messenger. You can Messenger Deborah Lee. And that's the name of that tune. All right? All right. Speaking of tunes, that is a harp. That is synonymous. That's synonymous so much, but a lot of times we picture the old paintings of angels on clouds playing harps. So when you hear the harps, your reading with Dumber has been concluded. It's not kind of over, sort of over, almost over. That bitch is done. So that ship has sailed. Goodbye. Bon voyage type stuff. Don't fire more questions. Ask a couple up front as soon as or one halfway through another one if you have. But when the end is end, you've got to park those questions for the next show. Or you can go to psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange a private reading. Then you have all the questions you want during that time block. All the different card layouts. You'll do many, 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 many. All your questions can be totally unrelated. It's your time block. You and her work that out. I won't be there to harp on you. Little pun.
When you're done with your little part, I just wanted to add something. Would that be now?
That would be now.
Okay. He was talking about angels. They have their little harps. There's a show on a channel called, I can't remember it, something like Views or something. Anyway, on the cable roster. Is that cable? I don't know. Anyway, they have a show on there called The History of Sex. And I've been watching it. It's like goes way back into the, you know, medieval times.
It hasn't changed.
What?
Sex.
No, but he brought up angels. You'll never guess who the models were that were sanctioned by the Catholic Church. These were streetwalkers and bordello ladies of the night that they hired to look so angelic. And they got their little harp. Yeah, I thought,
yeah,
wow.
Some of those harps and those paintings are, like, bigger than the people. Those big, giant freaking harps. You got to sit down and play them.
That's true.
Some of them. I don't know. The little ones might have a different name even for the musical experts.
They could. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if that either, but
I don't either.
Back in those days, the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, actually had some, what do we want to call it, houses of ill repute that they used to add to their income. So, you know, you look at it over time. It's funny how some things are acceptable, you know, a billion years ago, and now it would be a terrible no-no.
International shout-out.
Okay, who are we going to?
To Marie from the UK.
Marie, glad to have you with us.
She's been here before. She ain't no stranger. Let's get to the calls.
All right.
Before they get out of control.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. It's all right. 203, Connecticut, 203. Caller number one.
Hello,
it's one of two people,
Connecticut.
Typically. Which of the two is?
Hey, Jimbo and Deborah.
Hi, Pat.
I'm sorry you guys are sick. I'm sick, too.
But oh, no.
Misery
loves
me.
I'm not sure.
It's COVID?
I took a home test and it said no, but it was expired test, so I don't know. I have a cough. It's been building and building and building. and I'm wiped out. I've been so busy and stressed, but fingers crossed it's not. Eating way too much sugar, which is messing me up. But anyway.
But remember, you've got to get rest. Otherwise, you are only going to make your immune system, you know, become more depleted. And then if you're out running around, you're going to catch a secondary virus, which can be very,
I didn't sleep when I dog sat, and I think maybe this sugar thing that's affecting my body is keeping me from sleeping too, so you're correct. I have two questions regarding cars. One is a multiple choice, and I'll tell you quickly. You know, you're right. You were right, Deborah. I didn't get angry, but there were issues. I had this car shipped, and everything's been actually a great experience. Everyone's been wonderful. And my friend is just phenomenal, going over the car with a fine-tooth comb. Everybody wants this car, but I don't think it's going to be good for me. I think it's going to be expensive for me to maintain because it's a Volvo.
Yep.
So my friend offered to buy it, so I'm probably going to do that.
Sure.
And hopefully he will help me find another car. He seems to think I don't need them right away. That's one question, if you can see. And I'll be asking you again. You know, I don't hold you to your answers. I know things change. But one question is, do you see my Subaru lasting for, what, a year, 10,000 miles?
You still have the other car?
Still have my Subaru. And the Volvo is, it's here. And I think my friend is probably going to buy it. And even the mechanic wants to buy it.
You said this guy loves those things, right?
He does. But people that know Volvos are going crazy over this car. There's no rust. And anyway, people that could afford to maintain it, it's going to be really worthwhile. But I think for me, and my friend thinks it's probably just in the long run going to cost too much. So.
Probably a good call, but she'll look at that. All right.
Well, and remember, everybody, the cards disappoint me too. I mean, a lot of times I go to them with a lot, you know, gung-ho, full of hope and expectation, and the cards will say, no, this is not for you.
You definitely said, you know, I was going to be angry, and certain getting things done made me angry, but nothing really with this made me angry because I've just been so wonderfully supported. But you're right, it's not probably not going to work.
That's
so
it is. Okay,
the first question is, can you see how long your Subaru is going to last?
Ooh,
how old is it actually?
2003, and my friend went over it and did a lot of repairs. And I picked him up today, and he said, this car is running great. He said, you should just hold on to it and, you know, not think about getting a car right away. I'm not sure that that's right. I don't want to suddenly have it break down and not have another car in the wings. But and he said, you got to stop getting over being so paranoid. Cars don't just stop. But I've had such bad luck. I'm, you know, real downside. Anyway.
You have to pet them, and you have to call them darling names. You pet them and say, oh, come on, Gertrude. You can do it.
Yep.
I've never done that in my entire life. international shout-out to Mike in the UK. I had to – it does that. Facebook just stops showing me all chat. It just freezes. Video works fine, but I don't see any updates.
We need
like,
a new platform.
Well, it wasn't that. Yours was doing fine.
Yeah, don't even look at it. You're going to make it go down.
I had to kill mine and go back in, and that's why you heard all the noise.
Okay,
all right.
I think the guy is right. It looks like your little Subaru is going to do you well. Do you well.
Do the voodoo that you do.
Yeah, and you know what I would do?
Go ahead.
I would write to the company and tell them.
She's only 20 years old, then.
Yeah, but still, they might want to do something for her. Because it's good. They're right now. They are doing a lot of programs concerning animals, dogs.
It's 20 years old.
Yeah, that's like.
It's not 50.
No,
there's
but
a million 20-year-old
never,
cars
hey,
out
if
there.
If you don't take a shot.
Well, you can go on there and send them an email. You don't have to write them a letter. Go to their corporate website and
yeah,
email them.
And you just never know.
How many miles do you have?
Right. 124.
That's very low for a 20-year-old car. That's very, very super low for
it
a
is.
Car. Yes, that is super low. Somebody
but,
didn't drive it very far before her.
You'll do fine, right. And the guy is right.
Yeah, that is
that
very low.
That guy is right.
That is very low.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference for the age.
Deborah, I don't know if you can pinpoint, and I'll ask you more, and maybe we'll get a reading on this. Do you see a year, 2 years? Can I relax, or should I, you know?
Well,
start
there.
If it's a year, it's still worth relaxing.
Till you find a better,
and a used car,
better.
I don't know if something could
yeah.
happen in 12 months, even though it runs great right now. That's the crapshoot of used cars without warranties. That's the life that's the world we live in, you know. But right now, she's not seeing anything imminent, right?
No, nothing
okay.
at all. It looks very good.
But you can't nail a
and
time frame.
And the right. man that gave you this advice is quite knowledgeable.
Well, he probably knows. Hey, hey, low miles, that means everything.
Yeah.
Well, he worked on my car, so he knows my car, too.
Yeah.
And he'll do it again.
Yeah, he'll help me find another car?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so he's Kenway. And... So basically, do you see me? Should I give up on the Volvo? The mechanic is selling his daughter's Volvo for only $3,500. But again, my friend says it's going to be high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, some cars are like that. And people that love them don't mind doing that. Especially,
right,
obviously,
exactly.
a mechanic type person said, hey, that's a project. It's great. They love that.
Right.
Yeah,
and he has
to give up on the other one. Yeah, give up on the other one. It's a money pit.
On,
yeah.
on give up on your
the
Volvo.
Oh, Volvo.
Okay. Can you see now? He's found problems. The seller in Oklahoma is $600 to cover. That's not enough. But okay, so he sent me that. Do you see any more problems than what my friend is seeing? He's found something with the transmission, but I'm wondering if there's anything more that he needs to see, fix, or understand.
Concerning which vehicle?
On the Volvo?
The one that I was going to buy. He found an oil leak, and he found a PCV clogged, and the engine
the
is not creating suction
the,
in the Volvo.
Volvo.
I
so
thought you did.
PCV,
shouldn't buy it.
PCV
yet.
Clogged. PCV yeah. clogged, oil leak, and then, something about the rear, something for the engine. Rear seal or something's replaced.
Oh, the rear seal, that's not a good thing.
Right. And the engine doesn't have suction, so that needs to be fixed.
Well, and it's going to be a never-ending story with that vehicle.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah.
Some of them are just lemons.
They just, well,
yeah. It's...
I think those things are high maintenance,
well,
those Volvos.
This yeah. one has done well up until this point. So I'm wondering, maybe my friend should fix it up and sell it.
Yeah. Oh, so did you buy
yeah,
it?
Did you buy the Volvo?
I got a loan from the bank, and yes, I bought it.
Oh, well,
but,
then can you sell it for what you used to break even?
My friend is going to give me what I paid for it.
Nice.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, you got to do that.
He's a wonderful guy. And then he'll fix it up himself and probably sell it.
Yeah, well, and
but
that's
he's
cool.
So, do you see me?
No, we got to end it up.
The future, getting a car. What do you see, if anything, right now? I know it's early.
Actually, I do. But I think for now you should sit tight with the vehicle you've got.
Oh, I will.
You've got great advice, and he can actually be helpful with you.
Yep.
You know, any time in the past when I have been like a single mother, divorced, I would take a friend with me that was a mechanic. And what we would do is get the car off the lot and take it out for what he called a beat. And we would take it maybe through a whole neighborhood, just kind of beating it up. and we would take it to a parking lot, and he would put the hood up and start looking at everything.
Right.
Yeah, and that was, you can't trust the people. You know, they're salesmen. That's their job.
Some people, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, here we go.
All right.
So, okay. So, but you do see me getting one with ease in the future?
You see another car on the horizon?
And I'll get with you now that I'm better, and we'll set up a time for us to meet. Okay.
Or you got an appointment tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are better.
Thank you. Oh, boy, don't catch that. My doctor said I got one of the variants, but it didn't,
I've been okay the last 2 days. I've been back to work.
The
last 2 days I've been fine.
He takes a couple of supplements that I don't like the taste.
Yeah, I take a good emergency C supplement, and I take zinc every day, and they say that was a good one to have your body build up with the zinc.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
And it also adds quite a bit of vitamin R. To that mix.
I used to give her every day I'd put in a little cup and give her the emergency and the zinc, and she quit taking them. So I said, "Fuck it. Why would I put little two pills out and watch them sit on her desk for 3 days?
Because she doesn't like the taste."
So, all right, fine. You get sick and suffer. Bada bing, bada bang.
Well, maybe you better put me back on.
Yeah, so you can not look at them.
Look at them.
Yeah, she'll look at them and then she'll set them aside. I can't take it right now. I got to have food. I got to have this. I got to have that. Jesus Christ, it's a freaking vitamin C gummy. What, do you got to have a steak dinner to take that shit?
Yeah.
Well, you're wound up.
I know.
Look how sick you got. And look how I bounce back fast. All right. Enough of my preaching. Oh, that's right. Tonight is Archangel Michael Sword of Light cards tonight.
Yes, you're welcome, hon. I'll be in touch.
Since we didn't have a show Monday, we're going to do it now. And her card is, subject is, don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine. You deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't give up on anything like this car stuff. Don't give up.
Thank you.
The right one shall come along.
Testimony, yes. Deborah, you were absolutely right. I know you didn't want to tell me, and I didn't want to hear it, but I knew it was probably true. But testimony, you were right.
But it's all going to work out, though. You're going to break even, so it's all good.
You know, it can be maddening when they're not giving you
right.
What
talk
you
later.
Want. Okay, bye-bye.
Just keep talking. She's listening.
Yeah.
She's still listening if you want to keep speaking to Pat.
Like I said, I get disappointed, too. And then sometimes I get chaotic where I can't quit until I've had a good reading, which can take upwards. But it is extremely...
And then what does that prove?
It's just that I'm neurotic about having a good reading.
But
what?
If you have to do 500 layouts to get a one good reading, what are the odds of that being really accurate?
Actually,
when you had the other 1 hour and 58 minutes saying shit sucks.
Well, then you try to work it into a different question.
You know, these are cards, right? Even you said they don't actually cause things to happen, right?
As far as I know.
Well, come on now. Then, you know what? If I really believe that these things are intuitive insight, if they cause things to happen, I'd relearn it, and I would be betting on every goddamn football, baseball, hockey game on this planet. I would make them work if I thought they could cause things to happen. I would do readings. Like when Minnesota was playing Green Bay, and like, man, I want Aaron Rodgers to have his neck broke. And I just keep doing card reading, so I sawed in the card.
Horrible.
Well, he'd heal and become healthy again, but he would leave the game with a broken neck.
Oh, my God.
That was an example. All right, anyway, let's go to our next caller. I'm just saying, if I really believed that they could cause things to happen, I'd be doing some shit. It'd be like a voodoo doll. It'd be like a voodoo doll. 216 in the land of Ohio. 216, you are caller number 2. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. And who are we?
Hey, how you doing this evening? This is Desmond calling from Ohio.
Hello, Desmond. We haven't heard from you in a while.
It's been a wee bit.
I called in one time. I guess it was too late. It was y'all doing an interesting show. It's called the Butterfly Effect.
Yes.
I remember that was like late last week, Thursday and Friday both, I think.
Yes, well, I'm glad you were. We're gonna get. We definitely will bring that back on. People enjoy it. So is that what you're? Were you calling for that? You wanted to know how something would have turned out differently?
Yeah. All right.
We can do that. Sure. Tell us what your situation is that you're questioning as far as how it could have gone for you.
Oh, what would have happened if I would have married my girlfriend at the time, Desiree?
How long ago was this?
Oh, man, this is like maybe 20 years ago.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Neat. That's good.
That's very good now. That's
so like, it would have been Desiree? That's very
good. D&D, baby.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a ring to it. Okay, let's see. I will lay the cards out now, and Jim will...
There would have been the dynamic duo of D.
Yes,
all right.
It would have.
All right, well, that's cool. That's a good, and that's cool that, and we can bring that question around again, too, because I know that show took a long time and a lot of people didn't get through, even though we did it over two straight days.
I know, we're going to have to bring that back.
We can bring that back. We can bring it back again this weekend if we're feeling kippy, but all right, I'm glad. And anybody can always ask that, right?
Yeah,
that's a legitimate question
anytime.
For any time, for any card
sure.
reading. Yep, absolutely. Okay. Good call.
I'm glad that you were listening that
night. It is something some people don't think they can ask.
Now, have you seen her or run into her at any time over these 20 years?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. So you have no clue who, what, where she is or what's going on? Nothing? No clue at all?
I know she stays close to me, but I haven't seen her. I know she has a family now.
So geographically, she's around, but you just haven't run into her? All right, well, cards are down, man. What do you
got? Yeah, they are down.
Go. Oh, she's analyzing your cards.
Yes, I am.
They must be a little tricky.
Only that she regrets that she didn't stay with you. Now, remember, what we see on the outside, on the exterior of, say, there's a mommy and a daddy and there's, you know, chickens running around, that's because they're smiling on Facebook. Doesn't mean they're really happy. And I don't think she's happy. I think she would leave him in a heartbeat. But now...
It's 20 years later.
Yeah, but a lot of times relationships go full circle. You both get, you know, to the farthest point between you.
Who's the dude that said you can't go home again?
Oh, we're Thomas Wolfe?
There's something Wolfe, wasn't it? Wasn't Peter Wolfe. I was saying Peter Wolfe, but he's a freaking singer. Wasn't he the guy for Jay Giles' band, Peter Wolf? Anyway, all right, yeah, I think it was Thomas. But go ahead, Deb.
But, yeah, I think, though, that if there's a destiny here, your paths are going to cross. And, damn, Desmond, I wouldn't be surprised if you asking this right now is putting this out to the universe where she's going to suddenly materialize for you.
But after 20 years,
my high school boyfriend came back in my life.
So
after, it graduated.
And you got married right away, right?
No, but I'm saying I had that opportunity, but I was very happy in the relationship I was in. Good, yes, Catherine says it was Jay Giles Lee. But I had the opportunity.
Yeah, my Facebook's doing that
for the butterfly effect to jump out and. But now when I've done the cards again, I've seen that he has never changed. He would still be an asshole, if you don't mind me saying.
Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so don't be surprised what destiny has in store for you, Desmond.
Keep talking. I got just ignore
them. Oh, God. Is she currently still... because like you said, I see her on Facebook. She seemed like she's happy and everything. But is she still married or?
Well, on Facebook, you don't check her status.
Yeah, but I don't see no picture. I just see her and the kid. So I don't know.
I don't think she's married. Yeah, but I'm not I'm not feeling any kind of happiness there. Okay, so now is the point where you got to tread lightly here and make sure you know what you're doing. Because if you venture into her life, don't do it lightly, you know, because... Go ahead. Jim's having computer trouble.
Yes, I am. And I mean, I can't decide if I should dump my drink on it or piss on it. I guess I should pee on it. I should waste a good drink on a damn computer.
Do we all get to watch? I hope so.
Hey, Andrew Miller, and I got to catch back on everybody.
It's time for you to put that thing where it belongs.
What are you talking
about?
That
computer.
This is freaking brand new.
Oh, it's not.
It's just a software Facebook glitch. It runs fine except for this crap.
Okay, so Desmond, I think you may end up calling and say, Deb, the darndest thing happened. You know.
That might be a door he doesn't want to open.
That's what you got to think about that. So don't just blindly go sending your messages saying, well, hello there, darling. So long. I've thought about you because you might be, might playing with her heartstrings where she would really get the chance to reconnect.
And sometimes when they make me, you wish you could throw them back like a fish. That's what you got to remember. And sometimes it's late. You know, sometimes you're like, wow, I wish I could throw this one back in the water. But you can't because you opened the door, so you got to be careful.
Desmond, honestly, did you treat her well 20 years ago?
I mean, I just got cold. Well, long story short, I got cold feet and as far as getting married. And then when they got the ring, and then once I got the ring, it was kind of too late. I guess she got involved with somebody else. So that was that. But as far as, like, I was there for her, like, my father died, I was there for her and everything. But it just would, I might have hurt her like once, maybe once, but it wasn't about cheating or nothing. It was just,
okay,
I wasn't moving along like she wanted to, so.
Yeah, that's one of the most common things there is out there.
Yeah, and if it was meant to be back then, it would have been.
Right.
So both needed to go your separate ways into life and get experiences. It doesn't mean that the two of you can't find your way back to
each other.
It's not
just your fault. If she really was committed, she would have waited.
And she probably...
To let you know what happened? Life happened.
She had a fallback position. She grabbed some guy and...
Life happened.
Yeah. There's a poacher here.
In the room?
Yeah. Well, Desmond, call us again. Oh, you got to give him a card.
I have to give him a card, but my shit's doing that again,
right,
Deb.
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah, you got
to
read it so I can
go
back in.
Okay, this is for you.
Fucking goddamn.
It's almost over. Your current challenges will soon be resolved, and you will be able to look at the future with a big smile.
I know I can nail this jackwad in here. James,
I like
so watch and see what happens.
Stand by to get your ass kicked to the curb.
All righty.
All right, you're so welcome.
Right.
Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. He's a good guy, that one.
I had to nail the poacher, and I'm sure my Facebook will immediately stop updating. And I have to go to their page and...
Did you get them? Yeah.
I did. Now I go on their page and do the super block them from us coming ever again. And any new profiles they could create to think they're slick. James, Abby, you suck. This is your life and you suck. And it sucks. What was that? Remember that old 70s show? This is your life.
Yeah, we never really. It's from the old days.
I said the 70s, did I not? Early 70s, wasn't it? All right.
Yeah, it was.
We got to keep on in because the list is growing faster than we can knock it out. All right. Yeah, James Abbey's gone. Now, if any of these poachers, like, message you off the side, I can't do anything about that. You got to handle that on your own. I've taken care of them coming back in here and doing stuff directly on our Facebook Live feed and on our webpage. But if they start messaging you, there's there's options there where you can block and report and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Don't entertain them
and
engage them. They're just, you know,
they
scammers.
They suck big time.
You guys!
Holy
oh, there she is.
We're home.
Yeah. You
Hello?
Have no idea. Oh, you
Catch
have no idea.
Tell us.
No idea.
Well, then
okay.
we give
Remember
us an idea.
I called you and I was so upset and I was dancing and okay. So then I went home and guess who was waiting for me on the porch?
Could it be
and had been waiting.
Your neighbor?
Your neighbor.
Yes. And he said, I got out of the car and he said, tell me something good. And I said, no. And I was furious with him when I saw him. And he asked me again. He said, tell me something good. And I said, nope. And he said, why is your porch light on? And I said, because I didn't know when I was getting home. And so then I said, I heard you playing your flute. I knew you were playing your flute. And he said, oh, yeah, and he didn't say anything else. And then so we talked a little bit about this, a little bit about that. And then I said, I also saw the woman. And he said, you shouldn't be jealous of Teresa. And so I met her when I first moved here. And I knew she lived down the street. And I got a close-up look at her the other day, the sweetest human being on the planet. She has not one tooth in her head. Her gut hangs down to her knees. I couldn't see that when I was looking
at her. Just like
out,
a female Shrek?
Know. Like a what?
Is this a female Shrek?
You know what? I feel really bad for her. And so she has a big heart. She has a very big heart.
I was like, that's the only thing that's big on her.
But he told me a while back, when we were talking, I think a few days ago, he said she's got issues, and he didn't go into detail, and that means he's very kind, too. And so, anyway, we just, you know, we've been going since then. What do the cards say, Dad? He's told me he loves me. And I'll tell him whatever.
Whatever. That sounds very committed. Whatever.
You say whatever?
No, I don't.
Whatever.
I don't. You know what?
Whatever.
I don't. No. I say my stuff.
Okay. So you're back to, you know, I remember telling you, and I'm not trying to blow my own horn here, but I did say you guys are going to give it another go. Remember when the friend was here and everything, it was all hitting the fan.
And then, yeah. And so he was sitting here last night and his friend called that guy that was here. And they were talking and he's smiling at me as he's talking to his friend. And eventually he said, look, I'm here. I'm in Lisa's place and I'll call you later. And then his friend says, okay, well, have a good evening. So it's like we're all, you know, we're all copacetic. I don't know. What do the cards say? Copacetic?
Yeah. Well, I'm putting them out for you. So we'll get to it just as soon as you,
He was waiting for me.
Oh,
and he told me his break.
You guys should book your wedding ceremony then. Because he was waiting for you. That's got to be it right there. That's commitment. I've never heard it.
No.
You know,
I gotta
say something here as I'm laying these out. There was a show called, oh my God, Grace and Handsome guy, forget. Come on, you people out there, tell me. What was the name of the show with Grace?
Grace.
Anyway, she had a friend that was a rich lady.
Will and Grace?
And Will and Grace, that's it. Thank you.
Only because I do TV crosswords.
And the
right.
only reason I'm bringing this up is because there was a straight guy playing a gay fellow on the show, and the rich lady was a straight lady, and you'll never guess what happened.
They got married.
The straight guy, who's an excellent actor, is now gay. He just must have loved, you know, playing around on the show and kissing men and all that stuff. And the woman, I almost said her name, it's Meg something. She is now gay. So
okay.
People can't flip. It's, you know, they can.
And so what's the point of this?
I'm guessing that it came from their experiences on the show.
What's the point here?
The point is that you make derogatory statements, and I feel bad when you do that because there may be people tuning in that are in that place of, you know, confusion and wondering, am I straight or am I...
Most are typically people that are just coming out of teenage years. Usually when you're 50-some frickin' years old, you got some clues about where you're going and what you are. Yes? Yeah, is that a yes? Yes, right? Yes.
No, it can be.
Oh, really?
Any age.
Well, then you'll never have a clue. If you're 50-some years old and you don't know what the hell you are, then give up punts because you're never going to know.
Well, you got to remember, people, remember you're saying vaginas are like snowflakes? There are no two that are alike.
There's no two of anything. No two people
but
are alike.
People are
except
like
identical twins.
People
clones.
Are like snowflakes too.
Okay, so what is that? How does that relate?
That you like to lump them all as being misguided or whatever you want to call it.
Oh no! I am significant. I am talking about this very one individual.
How many other gay men do you know?
Oh, you don't forget where I work. I work at the shipyard. I work at employees. I think it's only 20-some thousand people now. So I know lots of people from all sorts of freaking
okay.
life. Okay,
that's fair enough.
I know people. I know people that I thought were making a list, and I didn't want to be on the list. I thought they were actual serial killers. They were that weird.
I want you to know, wanted really badly to patch this up with you, but he does have a feeling of there's a depressed feeling around his relationship with that friend. It looks like something got broken while that friend was here. And I can't
really.
Yeah, well, she should have put a glass to the wall. She did not.
And it pertains to
she would have heard.
Oh, I'd have been snooping like
she
crazy.
She could have heard
yeah.
the whole deal. But, hey,
yeah.
I guess mysteries are good, too.
Yeah, well.
She respected his privacy, so yeah, you got to give her that.
And it's about you. It isn't about the guy. But they were very close, and I think they're trying to rebuild their closeness from all of this because whatever, when that guy grabbed your ass, that was like a turning point. It was some sort of, I don't know, I guess your buddy there, I don't know, I'm confused.
Last time we did a reading, we saw that this was never going to be the same again.
And it may not be because right now, I'm not seeing cards that I would see when two people have reunited.
Oh, so that's what I didn't know.
Yeah,
okay.
And I guess I'm just not explaining it well.
Well, I just didn't know because you made it sound like that there was unicorns flying all around. I was getting ready to put a helmet
no,
on because I might
no.
get unicorn shit on my head. I was worried. I was getting worried. Okay.
Well, he told me over and over again that he loved me. And then he also, if anyone's telling you that you need to move from here, he said, I'm going to strangle them, you know, stuff like. He was saying it smiling and joking, but he was.
Tell that asshole
it was very...
Tell him to come here and strangle me. Strangle them. What the hell do you think he is?
He is a guy that is interesting because all this, I love you, I love you. Doesn't it get on your nerves?
Hell and no.
All these, well, good.
Hell
good. Well,
no.
Life is, then, life is good. Her life is set, and yeah. things will are happily ever after. She's on the road. She's on Yellow Brick Road.
Well, it may appear that way right now, but I still see some potholes.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what, Deb?
Some potholes. You know.
Speed bumps,
oh,
potholes, obstacles.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, God.
Well, just.
Did you really believe that you wouldn't run into more obstacles? Did you firmly believe that in your heart of hearts after all this time?
What? Deb, Deb, what are the potholes?
Oh, I just got ignored.
Potholes.
Well, that I think this is a cycle that's going to repeat itself with
the two of you.
You know, you're like in the honeymoon phase.
It's
right
the makeup
now.
The makeup phase. Everybody likes the makeup. Typically, there's makeup sex with it, but we know that ain't happening here. But the makeup phase is all awesome. It's great. It's great. And sometimes people get addicted to the makeup part.
They do. That adrenaline.
Like, oh, my God, we're all so madly in love again. And then all of a sudden, you go back and having a problem, and you split for a while.
Yeah.
And you get back together and say, oh, my God, we're back in love. But you forget about all the splits. You know, when people call up and say, oh, me and my girlfriend have been on and off again for years, it's like, doesn't that actually register on and off again for years? Doesn't that mean something? Doesn't that click that there's something wrong?
I would think.
But it doesn't. It doesn't because they're caught up in the moment, their hearts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's not her fault. She's caught up. And this is what she wants.
If you're happy.
She's got the blinders on.
How it goes. I mean, we're not here to tell you. You know, that it's bad.
Well, it's your life. It's your goals. If that's your goal, that's your goal.
But remember how he gets when he's angry. Remember we were talking about that before with the slamming doors and, you know, I feel that's really a part of his nature.
I answered. I already know this. She said it a million times.
Yeah, here's a question for you.
She already said it.
What?
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, Lisa, does she say I love you or I'm in love with you?
Oh, God. You know, I don't know. I say the same thing. I don't say I'm in love. I just, you know, being cross-examined by, you know, it's not like I love ketchup, I love napkins. It's, you know,
I don't like ketchup.
No.
If anyone is saying whatever, examining with a magnifying glass, let them examine, do self-examination of their stuff too.
They're just trying to be supportive.
They're curious because sometimes those tiny little words can mean something is all.
I have never told anybody I'm in love with you.
Unless you really...
I've said I could fall in love with you. Didn't mean that I have. Okay.
I love beer.
Well, you got to play these little games, you know, semantics out there. Yeah,
I
fall in love with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The ink spots and word association. What does this mean? What does that mean? What does this mean? That's a vulva. No, vulva, a penis,
vulva.
Dick.
Vulva, not a vulva.
Or what
is
that called?
What is that?
The little inch psychological crap. What do you say?
I've never seen a vulva in the ink spot.
I had to do that once, and I was like, I don't see shit. Get this away from me.
It was
military. The military is trying to force this on me. He's like, I don't see squat. You know, get out of here.
Well,
when they show
it in the Hollywood movies, what are the ink spots? To me, I see vulva or whatever it's called.
China.
Lisa, you have latent lesbian tendencies.
I don't think so.
No, I'm kidding.
So you see some potholes. Tell me, are they having to do with the opposite sex, like women?
No, it's between the two of you getting this relationship to stay on the track. All right? Setting up boundaries. That was a good thing that you two did.
What boundaries did they set?
Remember, they set some boundaries.
What were they?
Well, one was she'd asked him not to say I love you anymore.
Then obviously that went down the toilet because they just said that a million times the other day. All right, what's the next boundary that they're going to break? They took that boundary and just flushed it. They flushed it like it was a big stinky turd. So that boundary got flushed. What's the other boundary? What other boundary shall we set that we're just going to pee on?
What
the other boundaries?
Remember
what okay,
all
right. Obviously, the boundaries weren't real boundaries,
well, one
were
was,
they?
Don't set a dinner plan and then not show up. You know,
that's good
you
for
did
any.
That.
You remember?
Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
No, he did. It wasn't him that was missing in action. It was me. I said, and that's what I told him.
Yes.
I said, fuck you. when I saw the woman. I said, fuck you. I'm not staying home to make dinner. I'm not, you know. And I did. I said, I went dancing, and I had a fucking good time.
Well, that's a lot of fucking. That's all I'm saying.
And then we ended up making.
I like what she said. She said, fuck you to him. I was wondering if it was like, remember the original Terminator movie?
Yes.
Where he's like, fix it. Some nut. Fuck you, asshole. With some guys knocking on his door, the Terminator, in that very first movie. Fuck you, asshole. That big Romanian, German, whatever the hell accent
that
got there.
And then we went and made dinner. We made dinner together. And he's my assistant. And the other night we were making dinner. When was it? Last night or whatever. And I was telling him things to do. He's my assistant. And I said, you know what? I'm having you do the whole dinner. He says, I realize that. Just sit there and tell him. Since I'm
you know,
tired.
I got to say something about that.
Excuse me.
That is coming to me intuitively. When you two make dinner, this is a form of lovemaking between the two of you.
You got that right. You should see what goes on. You should see what goes on when we're in the process of putting it together. There's a lot of licking fingers. There's a lot of, you know. Well, anyway, I won't go into it.
You know what? A dog will lick your fingers, too.
Oh.
Jim, you kill me.
Cats will lick your fingers if you've been playing with fish.
Does he grab your ass while you're cooking?
There are times, yes. I cannot lie.
That's why I think that you're his friend grabbing your ass. You know, that's his ass. That's not up for grabs. All right. So, and you nailed it because I think he had actually challenged his friend who said, you know, if I wanted Lisa, I could get her. No sweat. And then, you know, he probably bragged about his equipment a little bit to the gay guy. And the guy said, have at it, thinking you're going to, you know, dress him down for touching you, and you didn't. So would you take that as an invitation?
What?
If you grab some girl's ass while you're talking to her, would you think?
You know what?
Yeah.
No,
it depends. Now, totally act like nothing happened, I wouldn't take that as an invitation. If I got like a little smirk or a wink or a little nudge or something, then that's an invitation.
Yeah.
If I grabbed a butt and I didn't get any indication, that might mean, oh, I just grabbed an iceberg. I didn't break through the ice.
You'd want her to
respond. She's not pissed, but she doesn't give a shit that I grabbed.
You know, one of my best friends said that sometimes when that happens to some women, when a guy first meets the woman and they grab the ass, that the woman might say, game on. That's not my cup of tea, though. That's not, and I'm, you know,
You don't have to stay game on, but there are little, subtle, tiny, tiny little hints.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That you're interested. You can get a subtle smile, a little bump, shoulder bump or something.
Or ooh.
Or just a something. But if you just totally don't react at all, you know, if you make no reaction whatsoever, that means negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. This one is not the one. Doesn't want to play. At least right now she doesn't want to play.
No, I don't know that I would be so upset with that. It's when the hand falls on the inner thigh.
It don't matter.
And
it
you've
matter.
Not invited them to put it there.
Nah,
yuck.
Nobody should do that.
You should
never meet somebody for the first time, especially a friend of a friend, and they grab your butt. That just ain't right. That's 1,000 ways not right. But, hey,
right.
It's in the past.
Yeah, I'd like to see what sort of moves you've had when you've been out in the bars and stuff.
But I've never had that exact scenario where there's a buddy.
He just listed them.
But there's a chick.
You just listed them. You bump into them. You laugh and, you know, may I buy you
a
drink?
It wasn't my buddy's girl. It wasn't my buddy's girl.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to suggest that you would do that.
I'm just saying that's the difference between what I said and what happened to you. That's the huge difference here. Is that he kind of, either he crossed a territory where they kind of talked a little bit about it. Maybe the one guy misinterpreted it more than I think there was a discussion and the friend was on the same page with him. Because I thought, you wanted me to do that. Why don't you do that? You know, that's what I'm guessing. That's me without cards. That's why you probably heard them yelling. That's what I'm guessing. And he probably said, you know what, I could probably take her. And he goes, give it a shot. And then then later on he goes, I didn't mean you to give it that kind of a shot, for Christ's sake, you know, or whatever. And that's what you heard them. That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm, me without cards. That's my guessing what happened. But he goes, well, I didn't know what the hell you meant. He said, give it a shot. Well, I didn't need you to physically touch her. You know,
that's what I think.
That's what I think, too.
Lisa nailed it when...
So they arranged it, yeah. But they didn't mean it to get to touchy-touch-touch.
Exactly.
The one guy didn't. The other guy thought he did.
And I agree, and I think that made him mad.
He's like, hey, I didn't mean that. When the guy said, well, you didn't say you didn't mean it. I didn't know you said that, you know.
Same card that Desmond got. Or didn't it get
No. This is not... Oh, I flipped them around and everything.
Well, that's... Well, then...
Oh, you read it, so I don't know. The subject of your... No, I did the shuffling and everything. Yep. Your card is, your current challenges will soon be resolved, and you will be able to look to the future with a smile.
Well, I think that could be very positive for you, Lisa.
As long as the future brings you a smile, regardless of what that future is, I want it.
I would, too.
Even if it's not what I expect. Hey, if it's going to make me smile, then it has to be a good future.
I agree.
Yeah.
Could be what you want. Might be something you don't see coming. But if ultimately it makes you smile, then it's a good thing when it happens.
But you know what? I was out there all day kicking ass on party time and passing those cards out. And I gave it the old college try. And I had a good time. I had a great time. And then, you know, it turned out the way it did.
No doubt, Lisa, because in the reading that there's a guy that you talked to at the bar that would like to ask you out, a different guy. Not that one from before. He's kind of faded away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That ship has sailed?
Well, see, that's what happens. You've got to kind of strike when the iron is hot. He was receptive.
Yeah.
In their conversation, she might have said, well, why don't we go out for a cup of tea or coffee sometime?
Yeah, it's like when you're trying to nail down a whole, like a big business deal. There's like 15 things that are falling into place, and if you wait too long, they're gone, right?
Deb and Jimbo, you know, I hear that matchmakers are coming back, and you guys would be really good at matchmaker.
Oh, my God. That's an old song.
Boy, isn't it? No, you're right. There's one here. She charges you $500 a month, and what she will do... Yeah, she'll line up within that month only men that meet your standard. Like if all you want is a guy that wears, has a white collar job.
If you only want gay men, a heterosexual woman wants a gay man.
Yes.
Yeah, you only want gay guys that aren't going to give you the business, so to speak. Yes.
You know,
the business, if you know what I'm saying.
The one thing that I think is kind of scary is if you get involved with somebody that isn't upfront about their sexuality.
That's worse.
And they are bisexual, where they swing both ways. Then what?
That's worse.
This is what I think is scary, is when people are just not upfront, period, end of report. You know, and they're just misrepresenting themselves. I think that's scary.
Yeah, and that's why so many
married
fail.
Yeah.
Because people are like false. They keep, and then not only are they false on the first date, the second date, they keep being false. And
they
sometimes
could be on the wanted poster at the post office.
They could be. You're right. Remember that? The Stranger song? Please don't be a murderer.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta look that song up.
We're gonna post
a funny song about that. It's basically about casual encounters. It's a funny song. Deb's going to post it.
Look
on,
at my
on
mother.
Her Facebook.
My mother went for years with a man. Retired.
Oh, no.
Remember, I put the show before. After he passed away, my sister found, if you take that in that search engine and you turn it upside down.
If you go crazy enough, you can find stuff out.
He had killed his wife. Remember, she made a casserole instead of tuna noodle, and he shot her in the head.
Could you blame the guy? I mean, come on. I'm just kidding.
No tater tot casserole for me.
See, that's, if you were to make a tater tot casserole, that's like a, like an olive branch. Nobody gets mad at that. Just a peace offering.
It
tater
is.
Tot. Yes, it's neutral. They would have, she would be alive today if she would have made a tater tot casserole.
All they did with him is they put him in a mental hospital
for the criminally
many
insane.
Years.
Yeah, for the
yeah.
criminally insane.
And by the time my mother met him, he never told her, of course.
But he didn't kill her.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's a success story.
Well, his son would not give permission for him to marry. They were both living in assisted living.
Well, his son probably didn't want to be a repeat offender.
Yeah. And my mother to this day does not know. My sister and I are simply, there's no reason to tell her.
Kill one person, you're a killer. You kill two, sometimes you start going down the serial killer trail. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, nobody
you
wants
don't
to be down
know.
Trail.
And that's the thing. If you...
You don't know what you don't know.
You huh?
Words of wisdom. You don't know what you don't know. I'm a prophet.
Who was the sports figure who used to...
There was two of them. There was Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
And Leo the Lip DeRocher, and they'd make these Yogi Berra, and they over till the fat lady sings. And,
that kind of thing, yeah.
Yep. It's gonna, he would say it's deja vu all over again. He would say all these crazy quotes. Yogi Berra. Great, though. Hall of Famer. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I don't see anything dangerous about this man. Only that he's gonna repeat this cycle. Whether you just stay friends. Let's say the lovemaking of the food gets him to propose to you. And I'm telling you, food holds a lot of really important positive energy.
For families and not just, not even just man and woman, like couples, just families,
together. It's nurturing.
I mean, back in the day, when a tribe around, they would gather and eat together because they were a tribe. It would bring them together. It might be off doing all that shit all day long, but they'd come back together to eat.
Yeah, he says he doesn't cook, but that's not true. You know, he has his specialties. He knows his way around the kitchen, and I dump a lot. Sometimes I'm so tired, I just say, do this, and then I say, you're doing it all, and he says, I know, and it's good. It's all good.
Let's move. How about if we do this? Well, Lisa, we're going to have you call us again. Right?
Of course you will.
Of course you will.
Of course you will.
Of course you will.
You must.
We're going to add you probably to our Christmas list because – you know, you're out here sharing your nakedity with everybody emotionally. Nakedity, that's for MASH.
But
nakedity.
Go ahead.
That sounds like Radar O'Reilly.
It was Radar.
It sounds like something Radar O'Reilly would say, From Iowa. He's from Iowa.
That's right.
A farm in Iowa. But she sparks awesome conversation.
You do, and the people on the Facebook, they're involved.
And like she says, everybody's got their own opinion. I got my opinion. Deb has the cards. I got no damn cards. So I'm just spewing from my gut, you know.
We got something. Yeah. You have like a hamster running on a wheel up
I
in
might
your
have
head.
Five or six. And I got my wheels all in a series. So it's multiplying
it's
the
okay.
Course.
You know, everybody has their journey.
They do. But no matter what
some people
take and what you choose and what you decide what happens, we're on Team Lisa, and we just want you to be happy in the long run.
Oh, God, my heart. Oh, my heart. Thank you.
This guy, it's some guy that's not even in the cards yet or just whatever. That's all we want.
Yeah. So.
That's all everybody should want for anybody, right?
Really, that is.
Right.
So we bring no personal agenda, but sometimes we'll be like a devil's advocate.
Yeah, and I have opinions, but you know what opinions are? They're like assholes. Everybody has one, and they all stink. So mine are just opinions.
Yeah.
No merit.
And we, you know,
what
we
I feel.
They all stink.
Yeah. All stink.
You know, and we do. We stay up till like 11, 12 o'clock talking, and we're falling asleep, and, you know, it's all good. All right.
It is good. It is good. I mean, you can
you
be
know,
doing a lot worse things out there.
Yeah, and that says a lot. I am not sure quite what the word is, but there are certain people that you could stay talking to without even caring about the time.
Right.
It's like it's magical.
It is. I've done it before.
Me too.
Everybody
and then
does.
He said, "Holy
shit,
3 o'clock!
I got to get up in 3 hours." Or
yeah,
something. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. And he said to me when we were wrapping it up, and he said, "We are the perfect couple."
Well, you got to define perfect, I
well,
guess, right?
Look it. He's not having sex. He's not having sex.
Well, it sounds like you've been married for 10 years.
What if that's true? That's true, and there's been actual studies done that people are having less sex. I think that the internet and those things.
You know what, though? World population disagrees with that because it's going up, not down.
What is the population?
Population of the planet's going up.
Yeah, but when you've been with a person for a long time, that's sort of, eh.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's that freaking spark, that holy shit, first time this is gone.
But you got to embrace that while you've got it.
That's why when people usually get together, they're like banging 24/7 for the first like few times.
Yeah, and it's like you in the back of the
like bunny rabbits.
Remember her in the pickup truck and things like that. And maybe if you both could come to some sort of, I don't know.
Oh, we shouldn't go down that road.
Why?
Don't go down that road right
some
now.
Some sort of what?
This road, let's talk about it at the beginning of her next call.
I'm not saying keep it non-sexual. I'm just saying that what if they find their own sort of passionate release together?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Well,
that's
hey, Deb, you know what?
They get some rubber
chickens,
some Vaseline, and a freaking
you know,
dope.
I don't eliminate that. And some of that's going on now. It's just different, you know, and... So,
the one thing, though, you got to bear in mind, as you get older, women's orgasms get stronger. They become super intense. I've been studying this.
So then at 90, they have, like, hour and a half orgasms. Right? As they get older, right?
Well,
they last for 24 hours at 90 then, right?
Well, one thing they said, I don't know if you've read up on this, but one thing these experts are saying is that your man runs out of gas after a while.
Yeah. Who's the one that could populate Earth until they die?
The man.
Well, then shut the fuck up. Running out of gas.
And shut up
about that running out of gas.
But women
stuff, right?
After menopause become so charged sexually for something, they don't have to worry about getting pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
And that women will satisfy themselves. And a lot of women are getting into
so
that.
So do monkeys. I mean, you know, come on.
Well, it's good for your... Good for your entire everything. Orgasm does really great things. It gets all those endorphins going. It gets lymph fluid moving around.
So does actual normal physical banging. That does that too. Imagine that.
And how many women
imagine
how many women come when they are having intercourse?
Well, they must be okay with it because they keep on doing it, Deb.
I think Meg Ryan solved all of this for us.
Regardless.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine. But you guys keep on banging, don't you, though? If it was that magic, you'd all either be A, married to another chick, or B, married to some kind of weird cucumber-looking thing if you didn't like the real deal.
Weird cucumber looking thing.
You know what I'm talking about? Some kind of phallus, vibrating, weird, rotating thing. So you guys like the you can pretend like, well, men don't know how to satisfy us, but you keep on bringing it in, don't you? So you must like it, even though you know, yeah, you keep. I don't get more gatherings from men. Well, you keep on banging them, so you must like something.
Well, maybe it's to just get him off our back.
Oh, yeah, that's. I'm sure that's what it is.
Now, you know, guy pesters you enough, you're going to be like, all right, do it.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works. This homeless guy, every time I go by this homeless guy, he holds his time up on a bang. One is going to finally do it because he's pestering me.
You take everything to the extreme.
Yeah, I mean, I got to do it now because this guy keeps holding the sign up. I want to bang you. So he's pestering me. I'm just going to do it now so he can put the sign down.
All right.
Well, you know what? You have to call us back.
Yes.
You must. Now, We understand because your time zone's different. If you're out and about, we understand. It's cool. Our plan is for Friday. That's our plan.
Or maybe tomorrow.
We don't know. Friday, for sure. Tomorrow, one never knows.
Only the shadow knows.
Yes. Who knows what evil works in the hearts of men?
Oh, this is too funny.
I never really liked how that beginning part. That's all I like.
Listen to her. Maybe Lisa's having an orgasm right now.
And you know what? I'm not going to tell.
Oh,
and you don't have to. That's your personal privilege.
I'm going to keep a little something to myself.
Absolutely. Everybody should have a little secret to themselves.
Yes, they should.
A little something-something.
A little something-something. I love that beer.
Is that a beer?
Lagunitas Brewery around here. A little something. Anyway, go ahead. I come back. All right. We should say goodbye.
All right. We have.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank
we're gonna,
you.
You got to call back. And,
oh, yeah.
And pretty soon it's going to be the six-month anniversary. You got to make a Tater Tot Casserole about the six-month anniversary.
Oh, you will.
That's going to be May, right? It should be about May-ish.
If you look on the internet, there are all kinds of variations.
You could tweak it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We bought ground chuck that came out really good.
When we bought more expensive.
You bought more expensive ground chuck. But anyway, if you get an opportunity, you might want to do a six-month anniversary of the great.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It would have
stuck
in my mind. The title would have been The Tater Casserole Fiasco.
Yeah.
The Tater.
This should be a show. That, you know, we'll
she'd be so freaking rich if she was writing this down and writing scripts.
I know.
She's writing screenplays. She could be so filthy rich. Oh, she would be so rich. But you can still do this.
I love this.
When you write this down and get rich, don't forget us little people. Us little poor people.
Okay. Remember us from when nobody...
Remember us little peons that are scraping the barrel here when we get rich.
Yeah.
All righty, my dear.
Take care. We
good
love
luck
you.
To you. I know that you are...
Love you both.
You still got a lot of daylight out there. Yes.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Word up on that dog.
Yes,
all right. Oh, Lisa. We got to go.
Look for us. We're posting tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
I get to go visit the specialist again about the failed implant.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
More like dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're sending you prayers. Yeah.
It is what it is. Well, at least she's healthy enough to go there, because if she was sick, they would kick her out of that place in a heartbeat.
And this guy is so overbooked. Oh. So if you catch it, you will live, but just you're going to be down and out.
Just take your vitamin C's and zincs or so every day, and don't be snotty about it.
Snotty?
Snotty. Make somebody sitting next to me was snotty about it. All right.
Are you going to...
Arrivederci. Well, we've got to say goodbye to her first.
Yes, Lisa, so you're
thank you very
treasure.
Much. Sorry, folks that were holding, sorry. We're not 100%. She's not 100%. Yeah. I'm back to work, so I can't stay up all night on the weekdays, so... We can't pull a two-hour show.
But Friday's coming.
Friday is right around the corner.
You know, I was starting to get sick, and we kept the shows to an hour on the weekend.
That's what I'm saying. You're still not 100%, so you still got to do that.
And
I think
by the weekend we'll be ready to shoot our wad.
If you're a good girl on the weekdays and don't keep them long, you might be able to go for an extended Friday show. But...
Psychic Love Doctor Show, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Through that.
Bye.
Actually, I don't need.